Talk Live. You can bring up what you want if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you. Oh, wait a minute, Mark. Who are you again?
Mark.
Try that again. Okay, there you go. I didn't turn on your microphone.
No.
Anyway, the toll-free number here is 1-800-259-9231, and you can bring up whatever you want. So we'll start tonight with a story about lead. And getting the lead out, or rather keeping your children away from anything that might possibly contain lead in it. What's going on, Mark?
Yep. This is, you know the story of the toys can now not have any kind of lead in them and must be tested, and then the testing costs $3,000 per model of toy.
Right. It's anything that's intended to be marketed toward people under the age of 12.
Right. And it sounds like a really great idea when you're dealing with, big toy companies buying their stuff in China. But when you're talking about little toy companies that perhaps make their toys out of simply unpainted wood or wool, and they still need to get their toys tested, it really, it basically puts the little cottage industry out of business. And there's a lot of them out there. And here's another sort of bit that people probably didn't realize. This is from a blog post about somebody who's in the industry, so they understand what's going on. There's no story on this because it's just too minute mm-hmm. for there to be a story written. No more replacement parts for minis, and no more mini racing. I guess a mini is a type of motorcycle and or ATV. And a friend of mine was into these, and they're tiny little bikes. And
like an action, not just like a Power Wheels, but something with some real.
Oh no! Oh, you sit on this.
Yeah,
you sit on this.
Well, you sit in a Power Wheels. Power Wheels are these little cars that kids have, and they drive them around. They have a little battery in them, and they go zoom, zoom.
These things go, and it was my understanding that they've got some real horsepower in the engines as far as...
Yeah, it's a real bike.
Up to 85 cc's, which is, I had a 50 cc Honda XL, and, it's a real motorcycle. Anyway, this and I drove it before I was legally able to. I think I got it for my 12th birthday. And we had a farm, so I...
And that's where I would imagine people would be using devices like you're describing here, these essentially what are bikes and ATVs for little people, right? For little kids. And so you wouldn't have them riding that out on the road. You'd have them riding it on some sort of private,
racing track
or
somebody's pasture or something like that.
So you'd load it up in the back of your real truck and then take it to wherever it is they wanted to drive it, and they could go and have fun with it.
So this letter,
well, they could. Now they won't be able to.
Right. This letter is from Greg Robinson, owner of the Unandala Power Sports. Good afternoon. Forget the good. As our country has descended into lunacy, I must say I'm rather concerned about the fate of our sport and industry, not to mention our local communities, for the further loss of jobs and dollars that our industry brings each year. It's certainly that dire. Believe me. As of yesterday, and he's saying the loss of jobs and dollars to the industry, I'd say that there's also something even more important here. My dad and I had many bonding times where I would ride the motorcycle. He would teach me about things about the motorcycle. We spent a lot of time, because he was a motorcycle rider himself.
Mm-hmm.
We spent a lot of time together on that motorcycle, or with, playing around with the motorcycle and that kind of thing. And I imagine some fathers and sons, this is their best bonding time.
Well, Mark, now they can spend time talking about how to be extra super safe together.
Yeah, that'll be great, because boys love that.
And how not to take any risks whatsoever.
As of yesterday, all the OEMs, and I believe that's...
Original Equipment Manufacturer.
Right, OEMs had to pull for sale all new youth mini cycles and ATVs for those under the age of 13, as this order of the CPSC due to the lead content of plastics and certain metals. Ever heard of a kid eating the fender of a motorcycle?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure if you sit on the motorcycle, the lead doesn't just leach into your skin.
No. As of yesterday, the dealer or private individual can no longer provide parts or service to these affected machines, in which there is a possibility that those same parts may contain lead. No oil changes, plastic, levers, engine casings, etc., goggles, helmets, clothing, knee braces, you name it. You may think that it is just for new machines, but it is for everything new and used.
Wow.
The CPSC also ruled that Consumer Product Safety Council.
This
also
is the bureau, commission, I believe, and it's commission. The bureaucracy that's in charge of, I guess, enforcing and enumerating these rules.
The CPSC also ruled that the machines under 85 cc's are considered toxic to the health of young children. Just machines under 85 cc.
Maybe if you put your mouth over the tailpipe.
Yeah, it is toxic if you just sit there and leave it running in your garage with the doors closed. You will die from it, no doubt. Effective yesterday, Honda has pulled replacement parts for their service system for these machines pending lead certification. Mm. This takes 400 days. KTM, Suzuki, Kawasaki, Yamaha are doing the same thing. If you have a 1, 2, 3-year-old machine, you won't be able to buy most parts for it very soon. Yamaha is sending out restrictions to its dealers saying that an 85cc bike can only be sold and should only be operated by someone over the age of 13.
But who could sit on such a thing, right? How big are these?
They're just big enough. I mean, they're probably a little smaller. I don't know. I guess I'm just, when I was 12, it fit fine, I guess, is how I'm thinking of my 50cc bike.
Gotcha.
But my dad rode it. I mean, it was a little motorcycle, but I don't know. Yamaha, now the fun part for us as a race promoter. Because the manufacturer are now issuing these guidelines, we as promoters cannot allow a youth under the age of 13 to participate for two reasons. We are allowing
them liable
to participate in a sanctioned activity on a vehicle that has been determined to be by the manufacturer and the CPSC to be unsafe for that age level. We are allowing someone to participate in a sanctioned activity on a vehicle that the CPSC has determined as a toxic substance. So if you think I'm joking, consider the following. MX Sports is considering removing youth classes from the Loretta Lynn's program, GNCC and ATV Nationals. We run all three of these series, and I can tell you that these classes make up over one-third of our entries and more than half of our attendance.
Wow.
People love this stuff. I had a renter in the house, and that's what they did every weekend. They went out and, raced all over the state. The AMA will be forced to ban youths under the under 13 from any AMA amateur or pro competition due to legal ramifications. The same will apply to local districts and sanctioning bodies, as insurance will not be available to cover this exposure. The lifeblood of
insurance
our sport
isn't available. They're not going to do it, right?
Right. The lifeblood of our sport is these kids. If they cannot participate, they will find something else to do, and we will not get them back. They will not race, watch, or buy products. That means mom, dad, and other brothers and sisters won't be there either, buying tickets.
You're done. Your business is over.
Yep. Unadilla will most likely not participate in any form of amateur racing. With only half or less of the entries left, it won't be financially possible. Do I have your attention yet? There are two group efforts going on right now to get a temporary stay granted for by the CPSC for the off-road vehicles.
Beg.
Yep.
That'll change it.
The Motorcycle Industry Council and the Missouri State House Rep Mike Sense, number four in line of the, are both developing grassroots letter campaigns through websites to develop a groundswell of support for this stay. Mm. Keep in mind that this is only temporary, and unless a federal injunction or legislation is developed, it's going on anyway.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but when was this written, this particular blog post? Is it dated anywhere?
It doesn't have a date. I got it a couple of days ago.
Okay.
There are several options floating around on the subject saying that our thinking is flawed and that the only sale of new units is affected. If that is the case, why are helmet, goggles, sneakers, sunglasses, OEM parts and accessories and dealer service being pulled for these units? I'll leave you with this. If indeed this is overblown and we are right that we shouldn't be affected by this, it still doesn't mean that we can't or won't be sued by someone using this logic, and worse yet, convince a jury that the above is true. If it gets that far, you will only have spent nearly $1 million in your own defense just to prove that you are right all along.
Mm.
Is that worth it to you to do? Anyway, he goes on and tells people what they can do. But, I think it's really sad. But here's the Consumer Product Safety Commission, Council, whatever they are, just destroying this way that fathers and sons manage to bond. I mean, this is the thing that they do together, and this is the thing that they love. It can be very hard to get young boys to not be running around with their friends, but instead want to spend time with you. And it's so you have to use things to lure them away, and that's what's being done here. And it's a shame.
So sad.
Yep. Putting people out of people out of business, which means their families suffer. And then all the families that do this, the bonding, that's going to suffer. This sucks.
Are you in this business or close to it, or perhaps you are a consumer of their services? Would love to have your thoughts on this at 800-259-9231. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
And now it's time for the Health and Diet Tips Radio Minute with tips and advice on eating healthy and living long. Here's your host, nutrition and diet expert and author of the Engine 2 Diet, Rip Esselstyn.
As an advocate for a plant-based diet, I hear this one a lot. By eating only plant-based foods, you'll miss key nutrients. The reality is, nothing could be further from the truth. You will be stockpiling away the nutrients like never before, improving your health and reversing disease on a plant-powered diet like the one I follow. Believe it or not, calorie for calorie, the most nutrient-dense foods are plants, not animals. After all, plants are the mother source of all calories and all nutrients for all creatures, whereas animal-based foods are essentially plant foods recycled into an unhealthy package. For the Diet and Health Tips Radio Minute, I'm Rip Esselstyn.
For a transcript of this program, additional diet and health tips, and information about the Engine 2 Diet, please visit theengine2diet.com. Professional athlete turned firefighter Rip Esselstyn is used to responding to emergencies. So when he learned that some of his fellow Engine 2 firefighters were in dire physical condition, he sprang into action and created the Engine 2 Diet. With the Engine 2 Diet, you'll transform your body and lifestyle in just 1 month. This eating plan is based on a simple diet of whole foods, and it's also packed with dozens of easy mouth-watering recipes. The Engine 2 Diet is medically approved and is designed for anyone who wants to make heroic strides in health. The Engine 2 Diet by Rip Esselstyn is available wherever books are sold.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-237-2179. That's 800-237-2179. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-237-2179 today.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Just head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. Completely free. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
You know, email is not secure, but hey, privacy's dead anyway, right? Well, wrong. Introducing privacyharbor.com, and it's an easy-to-use, secure email alternative. It's guaranteed. You can sign up for a free account today, privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
800-259-9231. I want to continue discussing this insane Consumer Product Safety Commission enforcement of this new really crazy law that essentially restricts children from even coming into contact with anything that might contain lead in it. It's just madness, and it's destroying at least one industry, if not more than one. We've certainly talked about in detail what has happened to what is happening to the small toy manufacturers, but it's expanding out in ways that nobody originally imagined already. We'll get to some more on this, but your calls are primary. We go to your phone calls first and talk to Mike in Maine. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing?
Mike, what's on your mind tonight?
Ian, I was listening to the other day on Talkback. I finally listened to that, and when you co-hosted, and I listened to you get railed by these people one after another, and I thought you held up pretty well against all of them.
You're referring to a local talk show that airs on the talk station here in Keene, New Hampshire. I was invited in very graciously by the host of that show. And this happened, I think, probably over a year and a half ago at this point, but the archive is still available at freekeen.com. What did you have to say about it?
Okay, well, when I was listening to it, while you held up very well, I kind of thought that your style in handling them was slightly inefficient, and I mean no offense by that. What I wanted to suggest was that it seems that it would work best if there was some type of structured response that addressed the foundational arguments of voluntarianism, whatever you want to call it, libertarianism, instead of arguing about specific issues sometimes. Like, it seems to me like when people argue about specific issues, you're arguing about different things unless you understand the foundations first.
When you say foundations, you mean the idea of not aggressing against one's neighbor, that sort of thing, as opposed to all the details as to why a government program is inefficient?
That's right. Like, you know, I was listening to on Bureaucrash, I listened to Crispin Sartwell the other day talking about like the philosophical underpinnings of like anarchism and, you know, freedom and liberty, and those were kind of like, you know, the real foundational underpinnings that I think if you don't have a understanding with someone first, you really can't argue about something like an issue necessarily unless you're in agreement about those things first. And it just seemed to me like if you had addressed people a little bit more on the foundational underpinnings from where you were coming from, which you did in a lot of roundabout ways, but like to get to it right off the bat, like cut through the everything, you know, that they're, I don't see, understand if you see what I'm getting at.
I see where you're coming from. Unfortunately, you know, you're talking about something that happened a long time ago at this point. And so my approach may be different today than it would have been back then. Plus, it's pretty easy to get yourself distracted from what your main point might be. So to that, I completely agree with you. I'm guilty as anybody else in this movement of being able to be taken off track of perhaps having in my mind what it is that I want to accomplish and what I want to communicate, but then having somebody come in from left field with a question that I wasn't expecting or something
about Abraham Lincoln
or whatever, you know, whatever the issue might be. And getting bogged down into the details on that. And sometimes, unless you've got notes in front of you, it can be kind of difficult to recenter yourself. So what I would suggest for you is that you come up here and do a better job.
Well, no, like I said, I meant no offense by it, but what I wanted to suggest was, and I don't know if someone's taken the time to really, like, I hate to say, like, put, like, a structured, you know, response that hits the underpinnings together that, you know, like that can be utilized almost in a way where, you know, you can, instead of getting caught up in the issues, like I said, you can just cut right to that foundational underpinning argument.
I understand where you're coming from, and I think that it can be used effectively. However, I would also say, you know, avoid the siren's call of some incantation that will suddenly convert people when they hear those words, you know, thrown together. The fact is, the vast majority of people don't care if they're initiating force on you as long as they get what they want. They don't care if you get a ticket for, you know, not wearing your seatbelt. They don't care if you get thrown in jail. They don't care if your family suffers. As long as you wear the damn seatbelt, we said wear the seatbelt. And that's how they feel.
That's true. Well, so, I just wanted to throw that out there, and I appreciate you guys taking my call.
I think it's a good argument. I just, you know, be careful. Don't think that you're going to come up with one argument that's going to handle them all.
Yeah, thank you for the call. I'd like to expand on that, and that is that we've been calling, and I say we, I mean a handful of the activists here in the Keene area, have been calling this talkback show for a while now, on a weekly basis. It happens on Saturday mornings from 9 a.m. to noon, and we actually stream it live on the Free Talk live streams. You can hear it, and you can participate if you like.
But, riveting stuff.
But over the weeks and weeks and weeks, perhaps years that we've been calling the show at this point, we've certainly covered everything from the details on various different issues to the philosophical. In fact, I'm sure we've come around to the philosophical plenty of times on the show. And, you know, the reality is the host of the show was one of the city councilors, very nice lady. She has admitted recently on the air that she just goes along to get along. That's just how she is. She likes the status quo, just how it is. Doesn't really, you know, concern her too much that her friends and family members might be being thrown in prison cells for drug possession or whatever other tyrannical, awful things the government is doing. She just likes to go along to get along. So for somebody like that, we can make all the points we want to, all of the brilliant philosophical remarks that we would like. And
but fear is what's motivating somebody like that.
Or preventing her from coming in our direction. She may be able to understand the points. She may be able to comprehend what it is that we're saying. But she doesn't want to, because of her position, she's inherently deeply involved in the government as a city councilor. She doesn't want to link herself to the violence. We make it pretty crystal clear that the government is violent on the show, and we talk about solutions as to how we can move from here to there, and that's what we want to do. She is quite afraid, as you say, Mark. She's steeped in fear over the idea of things changing, and a lot of people are stuck in that place. And there is nothing we can say that is going to instantly pop them out of their, you know, their little dream world.
Oh, I didn't say that she was steeped in fear. I don't know her, but I can say that somebody would make a statement like I like to go along to get along is it sounds like they're operating from fear because, well, you know, not making a decision is still making a decision.
Mm-hmm.
So deciding that you hear something that's moral and then deciding not to make a decision towards that moral thing when you just want to go along because you just want to go along to get along is operating from fear and it's immoral.
And the reality of the situation that we're experiencing, and that is we're attempting to, or that we're moving towards the voluntary society and helping people understand the concepts of liberty. The reality is people do want answers. You know, when you talk about how people should engage in things on a voluntary basis,
how we can educate the kids,
they want to know how education's going to happen, and they want to know how fire protection will occur, and they want to know these things.
I don't care, just so long as we don't initiate force on your neighbor.
And that's fine. That's fine to say that, but it's not an answer that's going to satisfy those people. More on the way. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. 5. That's enough for two vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, and you can enjoy those on us. Unlike those other talk show hosts who want to charge you for accessing their shows, we do ours free, so enjoy at freetalklive.com. Now, coming up here later this week, it's hard to believe that it's already here, Mark. The 2009 Liberty Forum kicks off in just days. Yep. Free Talk Live will be there for the inaugural evening when we will... Is inaugural evening an appropriate term for that? Inauguration?
Sounds right.
Beginning of...
I think you could have just passed over it. Nobody would have even thought about it.
Well, anyway, I want to make sure I get my vocabulary correct. So the first evening is Thursday evening, and we're going to be there live broadcasting from the Crown Plaza Hotel in Nashua, New Hampshire. And I know a number of people are going to already be there enjoying themselves. I believe they have a comedian that's going to be performing at the hotel as part of the Liberty Forum on Thursday night. So that's going to be fun, and who knows what sort of after-hours shenanigans will be going on. It's going to be a good time, and hopefully you'll be able to make it up this weekend for, if not the entire Liberty Forum, perhaps part of the Liberty Forum, because you can purchase a la carte. If you can only come up for Saturday, show up at the front door, and there will likely be tickets available for you for a simple one-day pass. So come on up and experience what it's like to be around hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-loving people, and see some of the great speakers that they're going to have there. You can still get all the details over at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. However, it is too late for you to purchase online. So you will have, if you're going to come now and you haven't gotten your tickets already, you just have to show up at the door and buy your tickets at that point. And by the way, the hotel is sold out, so you probably have to get a hotel room across the street if you're late to the party.
Better than nothing.
All right, 800-259-9231. Again, freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum for more information on that. We'll be broadcasting there all weekend long. We go to New Hampshire, where Tom is on the line. New Hampshire, Tom, hello.
I just wanted to mention, back on May 17th, in Villa Ahumada, Chihuahua, some gunmen were going around shooting, and they killed three cops, the police chief and two other cops, and the rest of the cops in the town determined it was time to go get a job and work for a living. And so that left the town without any police protection and without any, of course, one could argue that now the town is protected from the police, too. But that left the town without any cops.
No one to write any stop sign violation tickets anymore.
Hmm? See, because the cops figured out, those cops, since it happened right there in their town, that was enough to make them understand that drug enforcement will not be tolerated.
And the drug war left that town completely without, you know, the police protection.
And what happens then is, you get morons running around saying, those terrible, awful drug addicts who are buying from these terrible, awful, they're patronizing a business that kills police officers. Mm-hmm. Well, duh. You know what happens when you legalize the drugs? Then they buy them from the store down the street from reputable business people.
Right, and I'm pretty sure Budweiser doesn't employ hit squads.
And, you know, the morons are just plain too stupid to understand this. And the only way they're ever going to be educated, the only way to educate some voters is to teach them a lesson like the ones down there in that town. But the other angle, the one thing to try to say they're not violating anyone's rights by using these harmful drugs, and you get back the issue of if they're driving while they're high on these drugs, then they could crash into you or them or anybody else. And the way to make our roads safer is to press governments in the Caribbean to tighten up on their banking regulations to make our roads safer. I mean, they actually think that.
I'm confused. Yeah. What is the Caribbean banking?
You can just keep on closing the fist, and you'll never have any.
Oh, on the drug dealers.
Yeah,
I see.
The drug dealers.
Yes,
launder their money. They launder their money down in the Caribbean, and we gotta make them tighten up on their banking regulations.
Yeah. Just
so
a few
that
more
that
laws,
way our
and
roads
that'll put
will
all those dealers out of business, right?
And then our roads will be safer. Like, hello, you know, you get these morons, and you know, I mean, don't worry about, you know, trying to reason with them. They will eventually, if they won't listen, then they will be taught a lesson. And the problem is, then, that leaves people without a police department, and you know who you're going to call when somebody's selling souvenirs without a license. Who are you going to call?
What you're describing is a really unusual situation. I thank you, Tom, for the call tonight. What you're describing with the cops being assassinated in this
case. It's an inevitable situation, though. That's what he's pointing out.
As the crackdown
continues? The fact is, as the drug war continues, look, it's coming across the border. There's too much money here to be made.
Well, that's what I wanted to point out is really what's unusual about what happened in that town is that that's really a drug war. Everywhere else, it's just a, you scratch our back, we scratch yours, we'll throw you a couple of dealers now and then, and
right.
You stay away from our business.
The cops that got killed, the higher-ups, likely were on some other drug dealer's payroll. And
yeah, they crossed somebody, or somebody got a double-dealed, or whatever. Who knows what happened behind the scenes? But the reality of the so-called drug war is there really isn't much of a war for most of North America. They're, you know, low-level dealers that get popped because they were drove through a red light or speeding, and the cops happened to search the car, and they happened to find some drugs, and they took them into jail. But the upper-level guys, you don't hear stories about them getting busted very often.
Very rare.
Even though the cops do their best to move up the chain. I mean, if they pop you and you're a lower-level dealer, they're going to try to get you to roll over on the bigger guys. But once you go up to a high enough level, nobody rolls over on anybody else because, well, they understand what might happen to them if they do.
And their families.
And there's, again, that interplay between the enforcers and the dealers where the enforcers know where their bread is buttered. They understand that if it weren't for the drug dealers going out there doing their thing, if it weren't for the drug addicts out there buying the drugs, then they wouldn't have a vice squad. They wouldn't have the ability to line their pockets with all kinds of money that they take from people when they pull them over, that they steal from people. They know exactly where their bread is
buttered.
Maybe
the brass, maybe. But when you're talking about the frontline guy, the guy out there that's going to bust people, the cop, That's not what he's thinking. He's thinking if the biggest fish I can get, the better it is for my career. The detectives, those guys.
Yeah, but
no
a lot
way.
Of cops know it too. Remember there was something we read.
They may know
DNA.
It, but they're still going to go after those big fish because it benefits them. However, they just don't get there.
No, they don't get there. And if they were to get too close, they would learn otherwise. They would learn exactly what the consequences were of doing something like that. So again, they all exist. Because they're doing what they're doing, because of the laws, because of these prohibitions, the drug dealers can make billions of dollars, and the bureaucrats can make billions of dollars, and everybody else, the 1.5 million Americans that were arrested last year for mostly drug possession alone, everybody else gets caught in the crossfire. So the dealers and the bureaucrats are essentially getting rich off the backs of those 1.5 million people that suffer as a result of it. And so they know that they need each other. They know no drug dealer worth his salt wants to support legalization. It would drastically cut his profits. And no cop, no administrative cop or politician wants to end the war on drugs because it would cut their budget. That's the reality of the situation. So there really isn't a drug war per se. If there were a drug war, cops would be dying left and right. They would be losing the drug war because the reality is, they don't know who their enemy is. They don't know.
They don't wear uniforms.
Right, and if they were coming close to finding out, they would find that their life would be ended, or they would be given the opportunity to back away quietly, quietly back off and just take this, you know, $20,000 a year payment to let us do our business here. You can send your kid to college. We can do our business. Everybody lives happily ever after. If there was an actual war going on, you'd hear more stories like what Tom was talking about from down south, where there's actual bullets flying into cops. So they should feel good that there really isn't a war on drugs. 800-259-9231, because let me tell you, if there was a war on drugs, what would happen would be what Tom was describing. That would be the cops would just all of a sudden decide they didn't really want to be cops that bad anymore, because it's just not worth dying over a joint. More on the way. You can bring up whatever you want at 800-259-9231. We'll tell you about the war on lead here in a little bit.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse. Even for a congressman.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest priced, highest quality, storable food for over a decade.
And right now, a one-year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95.
That's right, a one-year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000.
That's only 92 cents per person for each meal.
And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for one full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place your order
and is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks.
YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K.
No fillers, MSG, or GMOs.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com.
That's YourFoodStorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it
than to need it and not have it.
Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes are full of chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that most moldy vitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Did you know that many herbal remedies contain unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to only organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries 100% natural and chemical-free skincare, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit TOBENatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a 10% discount. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog today.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees. And I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by our friends at SACL CAI. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can learn how to promote Free Talk Live by going to promote.freetalklive.com. Lots of different ways for you to help us get this show into more ears around the world, thereby exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. In fact, one good way that you can do that right now is by going to vote.freetalklive.com. It is a new month, and that means that the voting totals over at Podcast Alley have reset. And Podcast Alley is one of the most popular podcast, a podcast directory / info website. They'll tell you how to start your own, and they'll tell you about all the existing ones out there. So they have this top 10 list that they do every single month. It's basically a popularity contest, and we like to be number one, and we're consistently.
We've been number one a long time there, and yep. It's nice to be able to tell advertisers, look, number one for a year at PodcastAlley.com, and currently we're not. So,
because we dropped out for...
Well, currently...
Oh, we're not currently number one yet? Oh,
no,
my goodness.
Not, well, it's the second day of the month.
Oh,
it's reset,
right.
So it's really tight, generally, with our good friends at Red Bar Radio in the early portion of the month.
Our friendly competition.
Yeah, we still win every time.
So, but we can only win with your assistance, and so we need you to go to vote.freetalklive.com, because being number one on the Podcast Alley Top 10 really just means more people finding the show. And maybe you found the show through something like Podcast Alley. It's a good thing to help us out with.
It's very effective.
It takes less than a minute. Just go to vote.freetalklive.com. All you need is an email address, and it's only used for verification purposes to make sure you're not a robot or something like that, some sort of script that someone wrote. So make sure you're real. Just go to vote.freetalklive.com, and it's very fast. It makes a big difference for us. As we continue here, we will come back here shortly to the discussion that we started at the beginning of the hour about the lead situation, which is resulting in some major business changes in a very negative fashion in this country. We'll give you some details on that, but first we continue with your phone calls and talk to Clarence because he dropped off. So that means we will talk about the lead thing right now. And there's more detail coming out of the Valley News at myvalleynews.com. The hour was started, Mark, with you reading a blog post from somebody who is in business, and there are a few other people that are in the mini bike or mini cycle / mini ATV business that are essentially possibly going to be put out of business by this new federal legislation.
We needed to have our kids safe.
Not only does it mandate that all toys and all products marketed to people, little people under the age of 12, must be tested.
Or marketed to the parents of those people.
if they're intended to be used by
right.
people under the age of 12, then they must be tested for lead. And so, but apparently that's not all it does. Apparently not only are they testing these products for lead, they're also mandating that products that have lead in them can no longer be used by people under the age of 12.
Can you imagine lead in motorcycle parts?
And that's exactly what we're talking about here. The details are coming again from the Valley News, where a federal prohibition on the sales of new and used mini dirt bikes has impacted every OEM dealership and repair facility, OEM being original equipment manufacturer, for 85cc, 70cc, 65, and 50cc displacement mini bikes. This targets an entire industry of age 12 and under motorized recreationalists that accounts for a conservative number of 50,000 young adults, or young athletes as they call them, nationwide. The Consumer Product Safety Commission introduced a broad sweeping stay with the February 10th release of the Consumer Product Safety Improvement Act of 2008, which impacts a large spectrum of the economy and not just mini bikes. The intent of the act is to protect children from ingesting lead or dangerous product designs that can cause harm from everyday consumer goods like cribs, window blinds, bicycles, and common toys.
Because you see a lot of 12-year-old boys eating motorcycle parts.
In the CPSIA language, certain parts of the mini bike may contain lead and or in excess of a certain amount, and specifically they give you what those things are, like valve stems, spark plugs, and rarely applied battery terminals.
Nom, 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 nom.
Yeah, kids just love to chew on those spark plugs. Many dealers reported having only a 10-day notice from their OEMs to pull all of the 19 listed minibike and mini-quad models off their showroom floors. In a blanket statement to their contracted dealers, they said, "Do not sell." The notice included all replacement parts necessary for maintenance and repair that applies as a catalog component application for each minibike model. No exceptions, zero sales. To put that into writing for basic public understanding, frequently worn and replaced parts such as tires, tubes, grips, levers, gaskets, brake pads, chain springs, cables, fork seals, and body plastic are just the top of the heap of every conceivable component banned for distribution or sale. It even includes safety gear and aftermarket accessories designed for specific models. According to local dealers like RJ Savage, the owner of All American KTM, he says, 2 weeks ago, my OEM sent me a very gray document. I believe the OEMs were not even aware this was coming down the pipe until likely their lawyers decided to fill them in. Savage said all two-wheeled 85cc and below mini bikes and the 90cc Polaris four-wheeled quads must be pulled from the showroom floor. Now, the Polaris have to await a sticker kit to be delivered to put on the little machines, stating that only kids 13 years or older can legally ride the 90cc quads. Then they can go back out on the sales floor.
So that's the 90ccs.
But the other ones, they're
right,
done for.
85cc's and down, they're gone. You know, yeah, it makes it very difficult. I don't know if I'd want to put my 13-year-old on a 90cc motorcycle. I think I'd rather start them out on something smaller, but this is essentially outlawing motorcycle. This is outlawing motorcycle riding for kids under the age of 13, whether it's in pastures or dirt bike tracks or any of that. And it's crazy. I mean, people do this as a hobby. They love it. And
some people do it as a business, and they make their living off of it. And that's really the instructive part of all of this that we're discussing here, is to show you how it is that people with good intentions, keeping kids safe, good intentions there, people with good intentions, when they have power over the lives of others through the government, because government is force, will wield that power without any regard for the consequences. They are not concerned for what is going to happen to this man and his family, RJ Savage and his family that run this business. They're not concerned with what's going to happen to the people that run the dirt tracks. They're not concerned with what's going to happen to the families that enjoy this as a sport. They're not concerned about any of that. They're concerned with you living your life the way they say you should live it. And if you don't, well, then there's a nice cold jail cell waiting for you, because if you were to continue selling these bikes and the federal government were to get wind of it, they're going to send people down there who will have guns and they will tell you to stop. But if you insist on continuing to sell your mini bikes or mini cycles or mini ATVs, someone with those with one of those guns is going to point one of them at you eventually and force you to stop. And if you decide you want to keep trying to sell the bikes and that you don't appreciate men with guns coming into your store and telling you what to do and you decide to try to shoot back, you probably can enumerate the rest of your hours. You're probably not going to last very long. Because
not long at all.
You kill a cop or you kill one of the government enforcers and then they all come after you. All of this over many ATVs. Of course, no one will go that far. No one would ever push it that far. They don't want to lose their family. They certainly don't want to lose their life over their business. But they're dying on the inside. If they got into the business of selling many cycles and many ATVs because they loved it, because this was something they enjoyed doing maybe when they were younger and they wanted to help spread this sport to other people and help them enjoy it and provide them with, you know, the necessary equipment. This is their life's calling. This is what they wanted to do. You've just destroyed that because of your good intentions. You know, what we really need to come to is a realization that if we want people to do as we want them or to do as we wish for them, that we have to learn how to persuade. That if it's so dangerous to have ATVs and lead in the tailpipes and things like that, and that's some sort of risk to the consumer or some sort of risk to the children, put the information out there. Let them know what the realities are of driving mini cycles at age 8. Let them know how dangerous of a situation this is. Clearly, the 50,000 people that participate in this, or the 50,000 young people that participate in this sport, aren't too concerned, nor are their parents.
You know,
but let them be persuaded instead of threatened.
I was trying to think of a good example, and here's a really great example of how parents have been persuaded to do the right thing for their kids as opposed to being mandated. Now, mandated, you can certainly look at car seats. Persuaded. How about the sudden infant death syndrome, the big scare that's gone on with that? And I don't know, I don't know much about this stuff. They haven't figured out too much as to what sudden infant death syndrome is.
That's why they don't last long after out of the womb?
Yeah, not too long. But they've taught parents that babies are to sleep on their backs. It used to be, you know, they'd put babies to sleep on their stomachs. Well, now babies go to sleep on their backs. So that's all parents always do it that way.
More on the way about how this is affecting people's lives and destroying them. 800-259-9231. All in the name of the children, of course. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 2's coming up.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.